But you know what? These ideas are out there. So whether or not there is this one person who is saying them, they are being said. We just have to, crank it up a bit, say it more often. In our June 14th, 2015 show, I began enumerating a few qualities that I saw of safety. What elements of safety are needed for us to begin planning successfully? And attention must be given was one of them. That we develop our capacity to listen is key. And that we encourage the earth to speak in our brothers and sisters. This is sort of the pieces that I'm thinking of in those words. Attention must be given. And that this is the practical expression, attention must be given, of the principle of reverence, which we're going to argue demonstrates is felt by the soul as abundance, the soul satiety being the most fundamental meaning of abundance. This is the opposite of what is practiced under class, in which the eyes of subjects get trained up, must ever, as Plato instructed potential and actual through his writings, rulers, quote unquote, must ever seek, we are supposed to ever seek our master's eyes. Thoughts, absence, attendant upon the master's every wish. I mean, that's their wet dream since from day one, to be the center of the world's attention. And they've managed to achieve that because we've allowed it. We've given them our attention. And I've been arguing since love walked in and pulled my coat and I began to see a little bit more down to earth in the sense of, our bodies pull us toward what is true. And we have to begin trusting that. And that it is almost a, we talked in one show about through with Alice Miller's Language and Help, the notion of a repetition compulsion. And that's what we sort of get stuck in when we get addicted to the constructed, taped-in propaganda because it's soothing. It's what we've been forced to accept and incorporate in our minds from day one. And so it's a comfortable place to be because it was learned at mama's knee. But this That fog of conditioning can be unlearned easily because the earth is always there to help us, to encourage us to fall back in line with what's true. And we hunger for what is true. A case could be made that the planning design that realizes the goal of global freedom in soul sufficiency. And we're going to be trying to clarify how that has been the missing piece on the left. This notion of soul sufficiency and why we needed Alice Miller to remind us, to show us that we got some things to get back. We got ourselves stole from us before we had a chance to develop it. So we got some unfinished business from that prolonged damage done to us called the traditional Western child-rearing process. I unfortunately, because of the intensity of the tracking, and I know that's not going to be credible to a lot of folk, but I don't know how to do nothing but just tell my truth. And when it gets a little too intense, I mean, I try to go early, early, early in the morning, don't matter how early I head out, it always to get the folks out. And I know it's economic hardship. There's nothing to be done till we create the other option. That's what we're going to be talking about today and a little bit, but mostly in upcoming shows. And there's a series of songs I sing to calm myself down, but also to feel like I'm getting a little of my own back, because you know that you are being betrayed And not their fault, nobody's fault, but there's this, it's sort of innate to want to get your own back. And anyway, so I've got these little songs I sing, and one of them is, children are right and parents are wrong, and parents should be sorry. Anyway, and I think I sang that song a while back on a different show and explained the context with my grandchild, who I don't see no more. But long story, long story, long, long, long story. And I explained, I think, last week that I'm beginning to see that this, the process of doing these shows and the writing and the jumps, trying to get these conversations jump started, has also been a process of me finding my voice and beginning to see how critical that is for all of us to begin doing. So soul sufficiency, reclaiming our voices, our true self, has been missing in the analysis and in the prescriptions of the left for reasons that are not by accident. And we have to locate that piece centrally in our planning and our action to create the world we want.